KBFI and 1400 KSPT.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, that's a good thing, because I have no opinions. Right? I just have no opinions.
No. This whole show is not our opinions.
I thought my opinion was law.
Anyway, hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local programming here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 AM KSPT, and somewhat sunny Sandpoint. It's a nice
Pretty
day.
Pretty sunny.
Nice day out there. Today, it is Wednesday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are, it's North Idaho Wednesday, we call this, or North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another award-winning caliber edition of Ricky's Top 10, the practically weekly radio talk show. And I say practically weekly because I don't know where we were last week, but we were not here.
I honestly don't remember where I was last week.
I think there was just too much going
Why
on.
Why weren't we here? Yeah. I know.
Anyway, we're practically weekly radio talk show where we concoct a top 10 list on a subject at least somewhat pertinent to what's going on in that particular week. And what's going on this week? Well, not much in the national news. So we'll take a look at the lighter subject as one thing that is slowly happening is that people who are choosing to take the coronavirus vaccine are starting to get their first shots. So, you know, getting the first responders and the teachers. And I know so many teachers who are just so relieved because you think about what they do all day. Yeah. They're around asymptomatic kids. So starting with all of that to get to all of us who want it. Eventually. And that does give some hope that at least people who are doing it can, that this horribly contagious virus may start to fade away. I know here in North Idaho, it's getting worse by the day. 61 new cases in Bonner County yesterday alone.
Wow.
I mean, that's
crazy.
That's it's unacceptable,
yeah.
Is what it is. So anyway, hopefully in the coming months, 45, 60 days or so, we'll start turning all of that around. So we're going to talk about today the top 10 things that we've missed the most during the pandemic. Because whether you're a masker or not, or a vaxxer or not, it doesn't matter. There are things that are just closed and things we haven't been able to do, events we haven't had. So we'll take a look at that. And right now I'm taking a look at our expert guest host. As we planned this show months ago in advance and have
does had have an agree on a degree in things to do after COVID. That was what she majored in college.
That was so for such great foresight.
I've been waiting for this day.
You took that in college 30 years ago.
30, yeah.
Yeah, we've had several rehearsals for this particular show and from the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Kate McAllister with us. And Kate, welcome to your very first radio show here on KSPT, KBFI.
Thanks. I'm so nervous.
Actually, she's just sort of... we didn't rehearse this. We just put it together in the last few minutes.
Stick to the script. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Anyway, I know. Let's see. Where was I? So we'll have our top 10 things we look forward to doing once the pandemic is under control. But first, a couple things. There's virtual theater going on at it's the Zoom Readers Theater presents. The Zoom Readers Theater, the first in a series of playwright and director Teresa Pesci. It's called Coffee Shop, a play going on, streaming now through January 31st. It features some of Sandpoint's most gifted actors, Scott Johnson, I know very well, Tim Martin, Andrew Sorg, who we all know very well, Alex Cope, Reverend Steve Neuter, and Patricia Walker, the Panda's own executive director. Who knew? It's a comedic turn as a neurotic marriage counselor.
She's taking a comedic turn.
Virtual theater is a new territory for the Panada, and they encourage everyone to take a coffee break and enjoy. The series is sponsored by the Panada and Evans Brothers Coffee. That's a natural there. You can learn more at panada.org on how all that works. Kate, have you heard anything about this play? I know you're kind of in the play, no.
At the same time, on the 30th, there will also be a table read with a bunch of us other actors, the Cade Memorial Prophet Productions, Dorothy Prophet.
Yeah, of course.
And all the, if we can raise any money, it goes to the animal shelter. So it's a script called Are You Angry? Written by Samuel French, and it's about a young woman who's an empathy coach, and she has to go talk to a debt collection agency employees because they have no empathy. Uh-huh. And it is hilarious. Oh. And it's only going to be on the 30th at 6:30.
Nice.
On Zoom. So, and it's on Facebook. Dorothy has put it on Facebook. But
it's live.
It's live. Oh, we're going to just do a live table read. Like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, if you looked at that on YouTube. That's kind of what it's like. It's hilarious. Yeah. And Michael Bigley and Becky Bigley and myself and Meredith Field. Yeah. Some really good regular actors out there.
Nice.
Very good. Just a quick reminder, at Schweitzer, you can Toyota Free Ski Friday is this Friday. Drive your Toyota, Scion, or Lexus to Schweitzer. I've got one of each. Schweitzer Mountain Resort. I do not have any. Oh, I do have a Toyota.
You do have a Toyota.
I do have a Toyota. You get a free lift ticket for the day. You can go to Schweitzer.com. Of course, the event is subject to change depending on COVID protocols in place. And Schweitzer... they did announce yesterday that they will have twilight skiing this weekend. So as long as people start being cool and aren't being a butt to the employees about the mask thing.
Smart of them to do Toyota free days as opposed to Subaru. Could you imagine? It would have to be free week to get all the people up there.
Especially white Subarus.
Zarek didn't like that one.
There's yours in the parking lot. Look for the white Subaru. It's like every other car. Anyway, enough of this. We're going to take a break. And then we come back. It's Ricky's Top 10. We have Kate McAllister with us. Top 10 things we've missed the most during the pandemic and we're looking forward to doing. Hopefully sooner as opposed to later, so stick around.
Yes. Imagine you can smell the rich aroma of McCafe espresso beans brewing. Now imagine you can taste the chocolate, the caramel, the hazelnut, or French vanilla flavors, and the perfect swirls of thick whipped topping. If you could, you'd head to McDonald's right now for a hot or iced latte, mocha, or macchiato fix. It's decadence in a coffee cup. A small is only $2. McCafe, good is brewing. Price and participation may vary.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And with buy one, get one for a dollar, you can grab everyone's favorites, like a McChicken biscuit, chicken McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, and more. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When you've been in a car accident, one of the first things you'll do is make a call to your insurance company.
I've recently been in a car accident, and I need to start a claim to get my vehicle repaired.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is everything okay?
Yes, thank you, but my car is totaled.
Well, we have a number of preferred shops in your area that can take care of that for you.
Oh, that's okay. I've already decided to take my vehicle to North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonners Ferry. They said they will handle all the paperwork and get my vehicle in and repaired as soon as possible.
Oh, well, I see here they're not one of our direct repair shops, and we can't guarantee the work that they do.
Well, actually, any guarantee on the vehicle will come directly from the shop that does the repairs. And North Idaho Collision Repair Center offers a written lifetime warranty on anything they do. They use original manufactured parts and will restore my vehicle to pre-accident condition. I'm taking my car to North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonners Ferry.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision Repair Center reminding you it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonners Ferry.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right. We are back here on NorthIdahoRadio.com, also KSPT KBFI. I'm Bob Witte along with you, trying to keep things a little lighter than what's been going on in the world lately here on Ricky's Top 10, Top 10 Things We Look Forward to Doing Once the Pandemic Is Under Control or Over, or what we've missed the most. And I think we've all got lists, seeing how we have pieces of paper in front of us. Who would you like to go first?
Well, mine's just a shopping list, so... And
I'll go first while you come up with yours, then.
Okay, cool.
We were talking about plays, video virtual plays and such coming up. But I'm looking forward to going to back to the movies and live theater. And, you know, like our good friend Eric Plummer bought the Sandpoint Cinemas, and I just want to go there.
Right?
I mean, you can go there, but... And you're more than welcome to. I'm just, you know, I'm old. I'm not going to go... right now, but I'm really looking forward to going there and just feeling completely safe. And we were just talking during the break about some of the great movies we've seen on the big screen at the Panada, and just looking forward to that and the popcorn. Oh my gosh! And just that whole thing and
experience of it.
We really need to have Eric on the show again soon. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. In fact, I thought of that last week, but I couldn't think of the subject. So
yeah, I know. We'll get there.
Anyway, we'll get there. So that's my number 10. Just looking forward to live theater and getting back to the movies.
I like it.
I mean, it's been – I've never watched so many movies or TV shows in my life as I have in the last year. Thank God for Hulu and Netflix Prime and all of that. I spent $20 on a movie the other night because I was so desperate I wanted to watch it. You know, but it's just not the same. I mean, it was fun for a while. It's like, I could just sit here and kick back, turn it off when I want, you know, go bathroom or something. But it's just not the same experience. And when you take something like that away, you miss it even more. It's like, you can't go. It's like, what?
Yeah.
So that's my number 10.
I like it. Kate?
My number 10 is I'm going to be grateful we made it through.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna be like. Oh goodness gracious! I'm so glad we made it through. And I miss the community.
Yeah.
Even though I hate people, I really miss the community.
Just talking about the people in this room. My number 10 is a weird one because it is not such a big deal here, but I really miss riding public transportation. For 15 years in LA, riding the public bus to work was my commute. And I just miss being able to hop on a bus and sit with strangers and watch their lives go by. And it's so interesting. And I just really miss it. It would be a really nice thing to do after this, to not have to worry about it and just get on a bus and ride it somewhere. I think it would just be really fun.
Right.
Yeah, that's
good, Ricky on a bus.
I just finished a book last night, as you know, and a lot of it takes place in New York. Mm-hmm. And she's talking about getting on these crowded, and I think we've all been there, and getting on a subway, and it's just wall-to-wall people going, are you kidding?
Right.
The humanity and the germs.
Oh, God. That's the whole thing about it. It was like standing room only on these public buses in Los Angeles, and like, you never thought about it. You're all breathing each other's air this whole time. It's crazy.
Just like, we're all going to be germophobes.
I know.
Which, you know, as far as like getting on airplanes and stuff, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, right?
Keep it clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not touch that handrail. All right. My number 9, is that where we're at? Just going to sporting events. I was one of the voices of the Bulldogs for 30 years, and just not going into high schools right now. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I miss high school games, and I know the kids miss the crowds. They're letting, you know, parents in, you know, two people for each player or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not the same. You don't have the cheerleaders and the whole student body in there. And having fans at college in football and basketball games, it's like, that's what college sports are about. I feel like this is the best Zags team we've ever had to root for, but they can't be in the kennel with all those students. I mean, they're missing it, especially, you know, Corey Kispert, the seniors, is like, this is why I came here.
Right.
And there's nobody here. So it's really too bad. And just going to Mariner games. I mean, just think about how crowded it is, the bathrooms, and just getting in the beer line. But it's just a blast to be with all those people and celebrating the same thing. But, well, in the Mariner's case, usually not. just miss sporting events with the people. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I would agree. It's not my number nine, but we live in South Sandpoint, and so I really missed hearing all the crowds cheer for games. And we knew it was Friday night. It was so awesome. Anyway, my number nine is one of my side gigs, and it has been forever, is helping brides plan weddings.
Oh, yeah.
So I have missed that. I mean, we, you know, the canceled about five last year, and I like doing that. So it's like, I want to help somebody plan a wedding.
Funny you should say that. My number nine is going to my friend Katie's wedding. Caitlin and Kyle had to postpone their giant wedding that they're planning. They have tentatively rescheduled it for this summer, but we'll see. They want like 400 people to be there, so it's going to be...
It's outdoors.
It's outdoors.
On the lake.
Yes.
And
but I can't wait to go to this wedding. I'm so excited for it. I was excited last summer. It's going to be a week of events for all of us to get together and... people that I haven't seen in years, and I can't wait. And I know she can't wait. I mean, she's the one getting married, so I can only imagine how she feels about it. But
it's all about you.
Yeah.
But yeah, they made the right choice last July to,
for sure.
to postpone it. Because 400 people, and they're coming from all over. And last July was, you know, the worst it had been in so many, you know, Seattle, Portland, L.A., and yeah, you just could not have all those people come into our town.
No,
I know, right?
So yeah, really rooting that they can pull it off. And Kate, good point about weddings in general. I feel really bad for the few couples who, like in the Spokane area, who decided to go ahead and have their 300-person wedding, and then it proved to be a super spreader event. It's like, God, you're gonna think about that forever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the one in Central Washington, like four people died.
Yeah.
I just would be like, oh,
yeah,
that's not a good omen for your wedding.
So imagine the trickle down, not only people like Kyle and Katie having to put it off for a year, but people like Kate, who was a wedding planner.
Right.
You got the musicians that, you know, it's another gig they lost this year.
Packer Store was catering, you know, like all of that stuff.
Caterers, the people that make the beer and sell the wine and just all the way down the line, that, you know, the dressmaker, the flowers, the
tent
whole thing.
Rental.
Yeah, it's a huge event to have missed. So hopefully we'll have a lot of weddings this next summer.
Yes.
Let's squeeze in my number eight here. I can't wait till it's just comfortable going out of town and getting out of the car.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is it's been like all summer kind of my COVID Sunday thing was I got in the car. I know so much about Hope, Idaho now. And I go on a beautiful day. It's like, what better thing there is to do than to drive to Hope and sometimes extend that to Clark Fork or Trout Creek or Knoxon and just keep going. I did routes like I'd drive down to Twin Lakes Golf Course in Rathrum, then up 41 to Priest River and Newport and all of that and back and never got out of the car. And not last weekend, the weekend before, I drove up to Bonner's and just drove around and gosh, everything was closed. So I didn't get out of the car there either.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel good about I won't name any particular business, but I look forward to that. And, you know, I haven't really been anywhere since last February.
Yeah.
I made my usual trip to California. I miss going to Canada so much.
Oh.
And just little things like going and buying golf stuff at Dick's Sporting Goods. It's like, I just want to go there and try out a new putter. Or,
I know.
Because I can't I can't buy shoes, tennis shoes, and golf shoes online. I just, have to try them on.
Try being a woman and buying pants online. It's like not a thing you can do. It's just not a thing you can do.
So you're asking me to try being a woman?
Yes, please. That would be great.
Ooh.
Anyway,
I don't know. That's my number eight. Do you want to get in yours, or what do you want to take a break? It's your show.
I don't know what your number eight is. Can you talk about it in 2 minutes?
My number eight kind of is like on Bob's, expanding on Bob's, is I miss going to Spokane for lunch or my favorite fabric store or craft store. And I miss my sister city, Nelson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jumping in the car and just going to Nelson. Feels like you're international. Mm. Yeah, I miss that.
Mine's a hard detour from both of yours, so let's take a break, and then we'll come back to my number eight.
We will do that, and we'll come back to Ricky's number eight.
Let's do that.
Right after this.
Learn what some believe is the truth and the hidden agenda behind the pandemic and COVID-19 vaccinations, along with the greatest voter fraud ever perpetrated in our nation's history. Attend a presentation prepared by U.S. Constitution experts Matt Shea and Caleb Collier on Saturday, January 30th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Boundary County Fairgrounds. For tickets, call 208-820-4241 or email northidahojbs@gmail.com. Sponsored by the John Birch Society. Call 820-4241.
Winter weather can cause some out-of-the-ordinary things to happen to your auto glass. Side mirrors can get off track. Windshields can be cracked by snow removal equipment. And, of course, there's rock chips. Thank goodness for the experts at Specialty Auto Glass. They repair all kinds of window problems. They have the Aquapel treatment that improves visibility and a mobile service that will come to you. Whatever winter throws at your car windows, visit Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, at 600 Schweitzer Plaza Drive in Ponderay today.
Hey, Kara.
Hey, Carmen.
What's your favorite thing at Winter Ridge right now?
I'm such a health nut. Right now, Ancient Nutrition Collagen is on sale. Their collagen is from a variety of well-raised sources, so it helps with your skin, your nails, joints, and gut healing. Not just one thing like other collagen.
Sort of a full-spectrum, complete collagen?
That's a good way to say it. There's a big display at Winter Ridge all month long. You can't miss it.
Winter Ridge. Local, natural, delicious. On the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Start the new year off right at Trinity at City Beach. Hi, this is Justin Dick, and I'm excited to tell you that we are back open for lunch every day. We have all your old favorites and several new items, including our prime rib French dip, chili lime shrimp tacos, Cajun mac and cheese, and much more. Open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day for dine-in, to-go, curbside, and even outside under our heaters. Give us a call at 208-255-7558 or on our website, trinityatcitybeach.com.
Start off the new year with new flooring. Pro-X Home Decor Center is the place to go for laminate flooring, waterproof vinyl plank, carpet, tile, and sheet vinyl. And they're all in stock. Check out their great pricing on quality cabinetry, custom built for your kitchen. Get fantastic savings on American-made cabinets with a lifetime warranty. Pro-X Home Decor Center. Let them help you with your next project. Pro-X Home Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
North Idaho's Radio thanks everyone who helped support the 2020 Parker Subaru Sandpoint High School New Car Raffle. Students raised almost $36,000 that will go towards high school activities. Congratulations to Kirsten LeBlanc, the winner of the 2020 Subaru Crosstrek. Finally, a big thank you to Parker Subaru for once again stepping up to help the students of Bonner County. From all of us here at North Idaho's Radio.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's Radio.
All right, how can you not cheer up when you hear music like that?
Right, makes me want to march.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, we are back here on KBFI KSPT. It's Ricky's Top 10, and it's Top 10 Things We Look Forward to Doing Once Again, or We Miss the Most during this unfortunate pandemic that... Unfortunately, we've all been having to live through the last 10 months or so, and hopefully turn things around here in the coming months. And yeah, we are at Kate McAllister, our guest, her number eight.
Hello.
My number eight. No, your number eight.
I did number eight.
My number eight.
Yeah.
He forgot I was in the room again. Well, this happens all the time.
We're going to do Ricky's number eight.
Thank you. So Kate, and I'm sure she'll talk about this later in her list as well, she's planning a locals only, a hug fest at Farman Park when this is all over. It'll be word of mouth. If you're not in the know, then yeah, you don't get to know. And so it'll just be friends and family, and we're all going to get really dressed up.
Formal wear.
And go to the park and hug each other, and it will be beautiful. And I can't wait. I miss hugging people.
Right?
And I'm not a natural hugger.
No.
I'm not the kind of person who feels like I need to hug my friends every time we see each other. Like, I'll see you in 5 minutes. Fine. We don't need to hug each other. But now I just want to hug my friends.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a party.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hug off, dance off.
Yeah. Next year there'll be t-shirts, Kate's Hug Fest.
Yeah. Formal wear, but comfortable shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody bring $5. We'll find some musicians, throw money at them.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be hard finding unemployed musicians.
Right, I know, right?
And I'm going to skip ahead to my number three real quick because it was hugs. Hmm. And honestly, before COVID, I didn't realize how much of a hugger I had become in my old age.
Right.
And just like I see, you know, a girl that you went to high school with, it's like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in 10 years. And it's just a hug.
Yeah.
And just, and it was kind of funny because the last day back in March when everything was going to go shut down for 2 weeks, because it would be over if everything closed for two weeks. And it was the last day they were open at the beer hall, and it was fairly crowded, and your husband Dave was there, and Gordy, and all of us. And when we're leaving, which, you know, for us closing time is 6 o'clock, 6:30 maybe.
It's a little late, but yeah.
And everybody's hugging each other like, well, hey, I don't know when I'm going to see you again. And, you know, right. Then on my way home, I'm thinking, so they're closing because of this highly contagious disease, and we all just hugged each other. Oh, well.
Well, you anyway. Only go from home to McDuff's, so there's not a lot of space in between that you all could get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, well, you work, but the other two don't work.
You call this work? Anyway, my number 7 is a thing I miss, and I know people are getting haircuts and ladies are getting their hair done and et cetera, et cetera. But I just want...
I wake up this blonde.
I just want to get a haircut where I don't have to worry about it.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I'm not worried about the employees, the barbers. I'm just worried that they deal with the general public.
Yeah.
And you just... don't know. I mean, everybody's being as safe as possible. Like I said, everybody else in the world's getting haircuts. Just, it's one of my things. I just kind of wait till it feels safe. So I'm back to my 70s hairstyle.
Yeah, I'm liking it. It's working for me.
It's awesome.
Yeah. You have a lot of hair compared to Joe Biden.
Okay.
And I'm older than him.
All right.
No, well, I'm kidding.
Okay. I don't think anyone is.
Yeah.
Kate, what's your number 7?
I really miss, because, you know, in our little town, we're all really comfortable with each other. Like my friend Paula, if I needed something, I'd just go walk in her house.
Yeah.
And, you know, she'd come walking to my house. And it's like, now we have to text or call each other. So I'm leaving you something outside the door. Is that okay? Because, again, we're all of a certain age. It's like, we can't afford to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss that. I miss just being able to, hey, I'm going to go hang out with Paula for a while, or Marcia, or, you know, we just can't do that. Now we have to make arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree. I thought of that when I was putting up my Christmas decorations last November and thinking, why? No one's going to come over.
Yeah.
I know.
No
right?
one is going to see these. No one's going to see this tree.
This was actually fun. I dropped off Christmas presents for friends of mine on Christmas morning, went by and, you know, knocked on their doors and stood back and waited. And, it was really fun because I haven't done this in a long time, and I got to see everyone like actually in their like house pajama, you know, like the clothes you never get to see your friends in.
Right.
It was pretty fun for me, actually. Zach Hagedorn was, of course, wearing a suit and tie with his bathrobe over it.
because that's what he does.
That's what he does. My number 7 is, my number 7 is going shopping, as I had mentioned earlier. I'm a huge thrift shopper, and I just feel so unsafe doing that. And I love just spending hours digging through the racks of clothing. And like I said, I can't buy pants unless I try them on. I'm a weird shaped person. It's not something I can just like go, oh, look, there's the size pants I can normally wear. These are going to fit me just fine. It's not a thing that happens in my world.
Try being 3 feet tall.
Yeah, exactly. You get it.
Or having 1 foot wider than the other.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. This is getting deep now.
I know. It's a thing. I just love going shopping, too. I like the whole thing of it. I like carrying the bags, and I love all the wrapping, and the whole shebang is just fun for me. So I miss going shopping.
Yeah, that was like what I said earlier about missing Dick's Sporting Goods,
yeah,
is that we don't have a sporting goods store that has the name brand stuff that they have. And so you go down there to get your golf stuff or whatever your sport is, and you just want to touch it and be around it and look at it. And that's why I didn't give you a golf bag for Christmas. I wanted to take you there, and you
pick it out. Yeah.
So just stuff like that. To my number 6, and this is a big one with all of us here in the room, you two being the two employees at the Chamber of Commerce, is bringing back our area's nonprofit events that we all miss so much.
Yeah.
You know, I had a Zoom meeting with folks from Schweitzer and the festival this morning, and we were just talking about how some like organizations like Kinderhaven just scored by changing their format because instead of having the trees that were only a certain amount of people would go to that particular night, now it was exposed to anybody and everybody, and they made more money
Yeah, $255,000.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, they are a great nonprofit.
Oh, yeah.
They
deserve
absolutely
every penny of it. But, you know, they took lemons and made great tasting lemonade. So,
I know.
But most of the other nonprofits, like I missed Summer Sampler. I mean, it's just such a simple, basic, kind of unique event for Sandpoint. And it was like the kickoff of summer is like, get out there and see everybody and taste all these things. And of course, you know, Beer
Festival.
Fest was one of our things. The Bay Trail Fun Run, I mean, all the fun runs, our Scenic Half Marathon, even the Angels 0.08K. I look so forward to year number two to see what they're going to do. And of course, the Follies is not happening this year.
Might happen in October. Hold your breath.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Because we need it. I mean, we only make like, you know, $45,000 off of that event, but we need it.
Yeah.
So we can help people pay rent and utilities and
and things like that. And it just kind of cheers everybody up at the muddiest, crummiest, rainiest time of year. So it's like
cabin fever
keeps you going. So I miss all of those fun summer events, and hopefully get this thing turned around quickly enough where we can start having these again, because so many nonprofits are hurting because they can't do their fundraising. So,
dang it. Good one.
Yeah. I would concur. That's actually on my list too. Attend all the events I've missed. And that was part of why the hug off, dance off is in formal wear. Because, you know, when you're a mountain girl, you don't have a lot of formal wear. You have maybe two, right? Dave has like one suit.
Right.
And so it's like you look forward to wearing it, but I miss all those events that you got to dress up. And
I've been using any excuse to get dressed. I will wear a gown in the house on a Sunday afternoon for fun.
But no one sees you. Is it like if the forest falls in the tree? Is
exactly.
It really fall?
Yeah. But it's really fun to wear a gown and watch Bridgerton and eat candy. It's really good.
Bridgerton, I want one of those gowns.
Yeah.
I know.
My number, what are we on? Number
six. I think.
Yeah. My number six has nothing to do with nonprofits. It's a very selfish thing. I want to host a dinner party. I love having dinner parties. You get to sit around a table and eat and have weird intellectual conversations.
Yes.
And Katie Archer gets drunk and wanders off by herself. It's just, it's so
and
much
calls
fun.
The next day.
Yeah.
Was I?
I just miss having an adult, like a real dinner party. And yes, I have my whole quarantine team and we all eat dinner together all the time, but that just feels like family dinner at this point.
Right.
You know, like it's different having this like formal party with sort of structure and signature cocktail and all that fun stuff that you get to do. And I miss it.
PBR.
Yeah.
That's your signature.
That's my signature cocktail. Yeah.
And yeah, we'll talk more about the dinner thing here in a few minutes. My number five is sticking with the nonprofit theme, and you mentioned it a minute ago, the festival at Sandpoint. And we are doing, just in case you didn't know, everything we can to hold a festival at Sandpoint this year, working on booking diligently. Unfortunately, people still don't know if, I mean, say things are great in Bonner and Boundary County. What if they're not in Seattle or New York or wherever they're coming from? So do you really want people touring and ending up here? The good news is a lot of the country acts are signing up.
And, good.
So we could have a couple of nights of country here.
Julie will be excited.
But there's a lot of challenges for it. But we, we've hired a full-time executive director, and she just hired an assistant. And we're just moving in a positive direction. And it's not going to be everything the same as we've always done it, because we've had to reinvent the wheel and make some adjustments for the field and stuff, and it might all be better.
Change is good.
Yeah. We're just heading in that direction. So I can't wait.
Yeah.
To take that stage and to say, hey, we're back.
Oh, it'll be amazing.
I will look forward to that.
I'm positive we'll come up with exactly the right mix of funny and sentimental thing to say.
Yes. My number five is I want to eat dinner in a crowded restaurant.
Yes.
I know. I like to hear people talk and just.
And don't you just miss like having like tablecloth dinners where somebody serves you food at a table? I miss it.
Or do you ever play the game when like you see a couple across the room and you pretend what they're saying to each other? I love that.
I love it.
You can't do that with.
I know.
Leaning over to your husband going, did you hear what she just said?
Oh my God, look at that. What is she wearing?
Honestly, I miss just taking myself out to dinner. I love sitting alone in a restaurant and just watching, like you were saying, just watching people. That actually is my number five, is going to a fancy cocktail bar and ordering a fancy cocktail. Like, again, getting dressed up and buying a ridiculously expensive cocktail and just having somebody bring it to you at a cocktail table and drink a cocktail in a bar. It just sounds so nice.
Something pink.
Yeah. And, lots of garnish.
And fizzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I missed that too, but mine would be coconut. Or La Cerveza.
Not cocktails, guys. PBR, not a cocktail.
Yeah. Well, I only drink Irish whiskey, so, you know. What do I know?
Yeah, I kind of missed that too. And that was another thing I've been thinking about. You know, we talked about the subway being crowded and stuff. And we've all been to the Niner or any other bar late at night at some point in our lives. Imagine how crowded it would be and just insane. And by the way, 219 is being very careful
really
now about numbers
so
of people and stuff like that.
Yep.
Very responsible. But yeah, I kind of just miss that every once in a while. Just like... And I just want to go out and see somebody,
you know,
and not plan it like I'm going to see you two or whatever. It's just like whoever happens to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. But the three of us, odds are when we go anywhere in town,
we're going to see each other.
People are going to know us.
It's my daughter and her boss. Right.
It's
and with that, we are going to take our final break and from our wonderful sponsors. And then we'll be back with Ricky's Top 10 for this week. So stick around.
Winter is upon us, and it's time to get geared up for the season. So come on in to 7B Board Shop today for all your snowboarding and winter needs. We're stocked full with snowboards, outerwear, and snowboard accessories to keep you feeling warm and riding smooth. So come in today and be sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at 7B Board Shop to see all of our latest product. 7B Board Shop is located at 121 North First Avenue in downtown Sandpoint. We hope you have a great winter season, and we'll see you in the lift line.
Hi, this is Lauren with Knutson Chevrolet. Don't miss our winter sales event where you can get a new 2021 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4 for only $36,981, one at this price. Or a new 2020 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive for only $22,484, one at this price. VINs are posted in our showroom. Prices are plus tax and fees and after rebate. You must own a 2007 or newer non-GM product to qualify. Offer expires February 1st. Don't forget, Knutson Chevrolet has a full-service body and repair shop, and our well-trained mechanics can work on almost any type of vehicle. Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership. Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and purchase your next vehicle online using ShopClick Drive. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet. Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, winding down Ricky's top 10 for this week, and it's top 10 things we miss the most during the pandemic or look forward to getting back when this is all over. Kate McAllister is our very special guest here in her first time on the radio. We're down to my number four, and I just can't wait for people to stop losing their minds. It's just been the weirdest year of all time. So much stress
really
and so many different things.
I've lost my mind.
Creating crazy ass conspiracy theories. It's like,
yes.
You don't really believe
right?
that. just, you know, because everybody's on edge and everybody's freaking out. And of course, you know, you watch the news for 5 minutes. It's like, oh my gosh.
What?
Is this the end of the world? And right. You know, we're all thinking that last March, you know, it's like, oh my gosh. Especially that day we had that sideways snowstorm on a Saturday.
It was the first day of quarantine,
and
it was the world was ending.
Right. I swear to God, that's what it looked like. My whole neighborhood over here in South Central Sandpoint, trees were falling right and left on houses. And I'm just going, this is it? This is like the worst movie I've ever seen.
Andy and I were in our houses a block apart, and the house between our houses was completely destroyed by a giant tree. And we were just both sitting in our houses going, this is the end of the world.
So freaking out is not going to change anything. So we all just need to relax and get through it. And we'll all get better.
Right. It'll be wonderful.
I like it.
Okay. Right. So mine is because I love the stage. I miss performing in theater. I miss doing, you know, things like the Follies, emceeing, but mostly live theater. I really, really miss that because some people quilt, but acting in theater is my hobby. I miss memorizing scripts. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've gone back and read some of my old scripts. I'm like, oh, I should memorize this. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For fun.
I'll do it to my in the mirror. That's what I'll do. Right. So I miss live performance. I miss theater and being up on the stage.
The fun thing of all the rehearsals, like sometimes you think, oh, it's such a drag. But then you think, you know, I get to go rehearse tonight.
With my geeky friends, my theater friends, and they're all, you know, they're all young people like
That's
you, Ricky.
Fun.
I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss that so much. I'm the old lady of the theater.
Yes.
So I get all the drunk, foul mouth parts because, I don't know. Typecasting.
And like the little Irish nun.
Right, and the Irish nun. Oh, it was lovely.
Mine is very similar. I really want to go see live music. I am fortunate that a lot of my friends are musicians.
Yes.
And so I've gotten to see, you know, private performances throughout this whole COVID time.
With my old lady crush, John Craigie.
Yes, a lot of John Craigie. Whenever John Craigie's in town, it's like one long John Craigie show. There's something to sitting in the audience, and it's like seeing a movie or a live play show, like any performance, there's the audience reaction feeds a lot into your energy and the energy of the performer. And I just miss that whole thing. Like you're all in it together and experiencing this thing, and it's great. And I miss it.
Yep.
I cannot imagine being like a John Craigie or we all know some Benny Baker, all these great local musicians, Maya, so on and so forth, Chris Lynch, that they can't go do their favorite thing for a whole year.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them are, and slowly but surely, you know, trying to get back to that. But it's just not the same.
Do you remember Chris Lynch just showing up at gigs and jumping on stage and playing random?
Oh, yeah.
He's so good.
He's in Mexico right now.
Oh.
He's out. He keeps posting photos of his feet in the water.
Who's feeding my dog? You know, my dog lives with him now. My old dog. Anyway, good one. And so hopefully we'll get back to that because, you know, it's always fun. Like just at the beer hall, they're having live music, but you're making everybody stay in their seat. And it's not the same.
It's not the same.
My number three, we already did. It was the hugs.
Right.
And just missing that so much. So I'm looking forward to your weekend-long hug-a-thon.
Right. It's going to be something.
That could turn into something else, too.
It's going to be so fun. Yeah, don't miss it.
Is there alcohol involved?
Could be. I'll bring my flask. I always have it on me.
I mean, it's in a public park, so no. Wink,
so
wink.
No, as far as you know.
Anyway, let's move on to your number threes.
Mine is, because most of mine have already been talked about as well, is that I miss my grandchildren.
Yeah.
Most of them are almost teenagers now, and we have so much fun together, and I just want to go to Seattle and Boise and Salt Lake and just hug my grandchildren. I mean, we talk a lot, and they're like, Nan, I really miss seeing you at Thanksgiving. And
we're all going to be taller than you by the time
Oh, please. When they were in first grade, they were taller than me. I know that's been the big thing, especially the boys. Hey, can we back? Look, how tall am I now? It's like, oh, please.
Aww.
I hope you're taller than 4'10". I mean, my God. But I really miss my grandkids.
I concur. I mean, I have three of them here and one in Vancouver. I don't see much anyway, but I miss just having them be able to come visit.
Yeah.
or I go out to Ponder Point and I come up with excuses to go there on the weekends, but we just stand, they stand in the house, I'm standing in the doorway and I talking, know. And I look at little Ellie, and it's like, it's so sad.
I know, sad. Zoom, and Zoom just is not,
it's not the same, or FaceTime or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Ricky.
Yeah.
My number three, we already kind of talked about going to the movies. Mm-hmm. Again, doing this alone is one of my all-time favorite things. On a day off, mm-hmm. you go for the first show of the day and you get a coffee and a croissant and you go sit in a movie theater and then you theater hop, which is hard to do at Sandpoint Cinemas. It's very small. But in LA, this was one of the things I would do. You theater hop and you see two or three movies in a day and you spend the whole day in a dark, quiet movie theater and it's just beautiful. I miss going to the movies so much. I love it.
I like going by myself, too. I don't like being responsible if somebody... Because I'm always watching. Do you like it?
Exactly.
Because I like weird things, so I like going by myself. Then I can just laugh or cry.
Yeah,
or...
and then you're aware of the person next to you. I like just being in my own little bubble.
I usually tell people, what? Shut up. I'm not crying. You are.
To my number two, as we're running out of time here, we already kind of touched on just feeling comfortable about going out to eat in a crowded restaurant or a crowded beer bar. You know, like I miss the nonprofit night at IPA we used to do on Wednesdays. Yeah. And it would just be wall-to-wall people.
Yeah.
Or even just the crowded beer hall in McDuff's. Mm-hmm. I miss the Hydra salad bar so much. I don't know if they're ever going to bring it back, but I hope so.
I miss the salad bar.
I mean, Ricky, think about it. We haven't been there in almost a year.
Oh my gosh. That was my first place that I ate when we got back from Ireland. 3 weeks gone. And I was like, I want the Hydra salad bar more than anything.
Yeah, just stuff like that. So my Wednesday lunch with you, your sister Julia, we have had lunch every Friday since she was in kindergarten. Aww. And now with her kids. And I just miss that so much. I can't wait to safely go back.
Right. Oh, I want to go to Ireland. I miss Ireland.
Gosh.
I miss Ireland.
Yeah.
That's one of the first places. And now, you know, they're saying, well, you might have to have proof of vaccine. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going. I don't care.
Video the whole thing.
Yeah.
My number two is also traveling. Bob Whitty and I had planned to go to Germany and Amsterdam this last year. And obviously that has not happened. And I am just... chomping at the I want to go somewhere. I drove to Coeur d'Alene a couple weeks ago and it felt so weird. When I got to Kokalala, I was like, where am I? Like, it's amazing, this feeling. I just want to go. I want to experience new things. Yep. I want to be anonymous. I want to get out of here. And I love it. I love it. It's not about that. I need to travel.
Yep.
Yeah. I think the three of us, we do. There was, I told you about my Sunday afternoon drive arounds. So there was actually one day and I was just so stir crazy. I drove all the way up to the border and I knew it was closed.
Yes.
But I just got there and said, damn it.
Just let me in for a few minutes.
Maybe if I just drive right through that barrier. No, but I do miss that. So we're at my number one.
Yes.
All right. We've kind of touched on it, is bringing back our family Sunday dinners.
Yes.
Or just our random barbecues where anybody can come over. It's not just our family. People can just show up and throw some meat on the grill and have a few beers and just that whole thing. And everybody just does it really safe. Like there, you know, I spent a lot of time with Ricky and, you know, before your sister actually came down with this. But then there are other members of the family who don't feel safe doing that. So it's like, well, I'm not going to put them in that position. So I just miss family.
Dinners.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I do too.
Yeah, I am a chronic hugger. Hi, my name is Kate, and I'm a hugger. And so my number one thing is hugging. I mean, that's kind of what I'm known for, and so it's really, really, really difficult. I'm trying to do a 12-step program, but it's been a year, and I'm still not cured. So I know people, I look at people, and I'm like, can I hug you, please? Can I hug you? Can I hug you?
Yeah.
Some people say yes. Others are like, get away from me.
Yeah.
Anyway, hugging.
That's sort of mine, too. We talked about this a little bit, too. My nieces and nephews, I have the one niece in Vancouver. They would at least come once or twice a year to visit. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen her in over a year. And it's almost her birthday again. But then my nieces and nephews that are here, we saw all the time, at least a couple of times a week. The baby is a toddler all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And I haven't given him a hug in almost a year. And it just breaks my heart. And my niece, I FaceTime with all the time. And it's fun. But like you said, it's just not the same. Most of the time, I'm just staring at the ceiling and she's talking at me. It's just, I just want to not have anxiety about hugging and kissing them and just go back to that normal thing of like toddler, you know, wrestling around outside in the yard. And
Yeah. Gotta get it. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Kate, yeah. Ricky, thanks for joining us again today. Ricky's Top That's 10. Awesome. We have our Super Bowl show coming up.
Wow. This was one of our very first shows. Yeah. Super Bowl halftime show.
Several years ago. So yeah. we'll come up with a Super Bowl theme in the coming week or weeks. Is it next week?
I don't know. Anyway,
we'll figure that out. Tomorrow, I figured out I have Dr. Vince Huntsberger from Bonner General will be with us once again, this time talking about the vaccine and what's actually in it for anybody who's nervous about that and how it works exactly. Also, Kelsey Maxwell from the Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness will join us. They have their virtual Wild and Scenic Film Festival coming up. So we'll talk more about that and stuff like that. Kate, Ricky, thanks.
Thank you.
Till tomorrow. I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.